We are ready to question Senator Barry Goldwater, the chairman of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee. Senator Goldwater is widely recognized as the nation's leading conservative Republican. We'll start the questions with Mr. Bradley.
Senator Goldwater, what do you consider the major domestic issue to be in the next election?
I think there's no question it'll be the state of the economy. And I think the Democrats under President Kennedy are doing a wonderful job in supplying the Republicans with ammunition in this field.
After the Medicare bill was defeated and the president had reacted, you said that we had a mad middle-aged man in the Roosevelt time and we had a mad young man in the White House now. You also said we welcome the opportunity to meet the president's challenge of Medicare at the polls. Since you said that, the issue of Medicare was, the challenge of Medicare was met at the polls last week in Tennessee, and two opponents of Medicare were beaten, Congressman Frazier and Congressman Loza. Would you comment on that? Does that change your mind at all?
Well, first of all, when I said mad on the TV and radio, I followed that up that I meant angry. It's difficult for me to compose my English so that I say I'm angry at you. I have to say I'm mad at you. I don't think the elections in Tennessee had any importance on the importance of Medicare as an issue. It's difficult in those two cases to relate Medicare to it. It's a matter of personality. It's a matter of district problems.
The political reporters there, however, describe it in Tennessee, say that it was the sole issue in Congressman Frazier's case.
Well, I think we had a better test of it nationally because the president went on national television to plug this for himself. And after he appeared in the Madison Square Garden rallies, the general appeal that Medicare had took a decided nosedive, and I think the vote in the Senate was merely a reflection of the nationwide resentment of this particular approach.
Mr. Abernathy.
Senator, are there any issues which you feel should be discussed in this campaign which will not be discussed?
Yes, Mr. Abernathy, I think that in all campaigns we miss the boat on issues that have bearing on the long-range good of our country. I think, for example, that we ought to go into the present inclination of the president's advisors to control the economy more and more, to control labor, to control wages, to control prices. I think if this were properly discussed in the hustings of this country, that the American people would react very strongly against the direction that is now being suggested. This will not be discussed except by a few. We will talk in the economic fields about jobs.
Senator, do you think there are some issues that will not be discussed because they're too complex or because they're secret?
Oh, not secret, I wouldn't say, although we couldn't ignore that. But what the field I'm talking about, economics, is a very complex field. And the average person is interested only if he has a job and if the income's coming in. Now, if we could debate this across the country, for example, my colleague Senator Hartke feels that the economy is in good shape. It is if you're only looking at today, but capital structure in this country is practically at a standstill. It's only reached the levels of 1957 in the last quarter. If we could explain to the American people that without tax incentives, without less federal spending and waste, we cannot expect capital structure in this country, and without this we can't have jobs, then I think they could vote more intelligently on this subject.
You think then that the complexity of some issues will hurt the Republicans?
No, I don't think that this is necessarily so, because as has been pointed out, there's fairly general agreement in the bipartisan handling of foreign policy. We might disagree 10 to 15% in the foreign policy fields, but now we can disagree very widely on the inability of the Kennedy administration to understand or handle the problems of our economy. And I would suggest to the Republican candidates that this would be the major issue across the country. It'll vary from state to state.
Mr. Wilson.
Senator Goldwater, you state that you think the Senate vote reflected the attitude of the country toward Medicare. And yet at the same time, four Republican senators from very large states with large populations, large numbers of voters, supported this program. Do you think they were wrong politically from their point of view in doing so?
I couldn't make a qualified yes or no on that, but I will say this, that surveys that my committee has made in all areas of population indicate that the greater concentration of population is where you'll find a greater interest in the Social Security approach to the medical problems of the aged. As the community declines in population, the backing for this approach declines. So I would have to say, on the basis of these studies, that these men probably voted right as far as the majority of their constituents feel in the larger cities.
Doesn't this get to the basis of the problem that you have politically, that the Democrats can claim they represent the mass of the people, and the Republicans have to claim that they represent incentives to business or some other method of that kind, indirect? How do you bridge this gap? How do you make it work politically?
Well, I don't look on it as any insurmountable gap. I would much rather, as a Republican, have the relatively small gap that exists between a conservative Republican and a liberal Republican than be confronted with the job my colleague Senator Hartke faces of bridging the gap that exists between a Senator Humphrey and Senator Byrd. Our side's pretty close together.
Well, you mean you're pretty close to Senator Javits, is that it?
I'm much closer to Senator Javits than Senator Humphrey is to Senator Byrd, or even Mr. Joe Kennedy is to his son John.
Mr. Spivak.
Senator, aren't you really much closer to Senator Byrd, though, than you are to Senator Javits?
Yes, I would have to say that.
I know you'd like to defeat all Democratic senators who are running in this coming campaign, but do you have any special favorites that you'd like to defeat?
You always have your hopes. I would like to see Wayne Morse spend more time in Oregon raising his bulls than raising the devil with the Senate. There are some others that
You've been talking to the administration on that one?
No, the administration isn't too concerned with me lately. I'd particularly interested in the campaign of Senator Clark, Senator Carroll, and Senator Morse, not for personal reasons, because I like these gentlemen personally, but I feel they represent a philosophy that is rather extreme for this country, and I'd like to see that philosophy slowed down by their defeat.
Senator, in September of 1961, you said that if the elections of 1962 were held tomorrow, the greatest Republican landslide would result. Now, do you want to take some of that back, or do you still believe that?
No, I've been sort of a lone, I don't like to use the word wolf, but that's a common phrase. I've been saying for the last year and a half that the Republicans had a good chance to take the House of Representatives in the 62 elections and make advances in the Senate. I'm more sure of that today than I have been in the last year and a half. In fact, people who have been looking at me as if I were crazy have been coming around and saying, this may be more of an avalanche than even you suspect.
Senator, you've talked often of a rising conservative trend in this country. Are there any Senate seats that you think you're going to win because of that rising trend?
Yes, I think the three I just mentioned, plus Wyoming, where we haven't a candidate yet, plus Idaho, where we now have a double-barreled campaign going on, plus, surprisingly, several in the Deep South where we think we have chances, South Carolina, Alabama, and possibly even Arkansas.
Which were the three you mentioned? I thought those were the ones you'd like to defeat. Which do you think you have a chance to defeat because of a rising conservative trend?
Well, I think any place that a conservative confronts a so-called liberal, that his chances are excellent. So I would include almost all of them. There are some exceptions.
Mr. Bradley.
Senator Goldwater, what kind of political clout for the Republicans do you see in the dynasty issue?
I don't see much meat in that, frankly. We survived the Roosevelt dynasty. We survived the Taft dynasty. We will survive the Kennedy dynasty. In fact, I don't think it will last very long.
What about, as an issue, people around the president?
Oh, now you're getting to something.
Well, can you spell out what people around the president do you see as an issue and why?
Well, people and animals. The Attorney General's dog that is being walked around by good-looking young ladies. I know a lot of people who have dogs that like to have them walked around by good-looking young ladies. The having to fish guests out of the bottom of the Attorney General's swimming pool, Mr. Heller in the White House, Mr. Schlesinger in the White House, Mr. Freeman in agriculture. We could go on and on, rather ad infinitum in this score, because the people around the president, I feel, are creating more issues for us than the president himself.
Mr. Abernathy.
Senator Goldwater, I'd like to ask you this question about campaign costs going up fast, and what do you think can and should be done about them?
Well, I'm just as disturbed about this as Senator Hartke. And if he wants to introduce a bill such as he suggested, I'd like to talk it over with him. I see some loopholes in the tax credit idea, but I think a tax deduction idea, limiting it to the now legal amount, might be a workable thing. I see no reason why a person shouldn't be given a tax deduction for his interest in politics. And if Vance wants to talk with me about it, I'm glad to any time, because this is getting really too expensive.
Mr. Wilson.
Senator Goldwater, I'd like to ask you to comment on a point that's been discussed at some, not widely, but in certain quarters. Would you favor a national TV debate or a series of debates in connection with the congressional campaign?
Well, frankly, I don't think you gain much or lose much by these so-called debates.
Senator, I'm afraid that's all the answer
we're
going to have
time
for. At this point, we'll have to suspend our questions. Thank you very much, Senator Goldwater, for being with us.
For a printed copy of today's Meet the Press interview, send 10 cents in coin in a stamped, self-addressed envelope to Merkel Press, M-E-R-K-L-E, Merkel Press, 809 Channing Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. That address once again, Merkel Press, M-E-R-K-L-E, 809 Channing Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C. Who are the important men of tomorrow? Well, they're the men who today get training and experience in the vital skills of the aerospace age. If you're a young man interested in a real future, the Air Force might well be the place for you to get your start. That's why your local Air Force recruiter says, for America's future and your own, join the U.S. Air Force. Stop in at your local Air Force recruiters today. Meet the Press will be heard again next week at the same time. This program was pre-recorded. Be advised and informed with Monitor, tonight on NBC Radio.